do in the offseason as a long snapper?
You know, I try and lay under the radar like I do during the season. I go home to California, do a couple trips with my new fiance, and I don't know, just have fun, get away from football, spend some time with the dogs and the family, and you know, no, nothing different than what anyone else does. Is this on?
It is.
Oh, okay.
I know you're going to host the bowling thing on draft night. Is that something that you've done before in your career? Is this going to be the first time?
The last place I was at, one of the guys, Vince Wilfork, held one, and it was raised a lot of money and had a good time, and you got to watch the draft, got to interact with the players, and out here we're doing it to benefit some of the local wounded soldiers that come back from Iraq down in Fort Carson, and for my foundation, Active Force Foundation. So it's just a chance for basically to have fun, meet some Broncos, and learn about the things that I do in the community, as well as you know, talk to some soldiers that have come back and hear their stories.
How's that foundation going now? How's you developed a mountain biking?
Yeah, we built a four-wheel mountain bike. We engineered it back in 2003. My roommate, his name's Brooke Ducanelli, broke his back in a snowboarding accident. And so he tried to still stay active. He was a paraplegic and tried to continue to stay active and be an athlete. And he found this piece of equipment. But at the time, that piece of equipment wasn't engineered very well, so it was kind of an old model. So we raised some funds, put it towards the engineering process, and now all of our funds go to funding the programs with wounded soldiers, with injured kids, injured athletes. It's a four-wheel downhill mountain bike. It's gravity-based, so we need mountains, so Colorado's the perfect terrain for us to use in the summertime and use their lifts. And as part of the disabilities, we're kind of limited on people we can take in, because it has brakes and you have to be able to, you know, have some cognitive knowledge of the terrain you're going down. So, I mean, it is something for everyone to do, but as far as disabilities, there's a limit on what we can handle. I'm kind of too big to fit in a seat right now, but we've engineered a bigger seat for bigger guys like me, because you know, injuries aren't limited to just little people. So right now there's one of our athletes that we have in him. He's 6'6", but he's tall and lanky, and he was hurt in a car accident. And you know, we get out on the mountain. We throw a golf tournament in Lake Tahoe, and we get out on the mountain, and part of the fundraising goes to putting these guys up for the weekend, feeding them, helping them get up the mountain, giving them some instruction, and then we have professional mountain bikers that kind of follow them down, you know, as instructors, so to speak.
Well, you talk about that, about how that helps. How does that make you feel, helping out those?
Well, I just know that sport really has a place in your mind to get away, and sport helps you. You know, it does something for the psyche, whether you're injured, whether you're an able-bodied person, whether you're coming off a traumatic experience such as war. And you know, we look at it as a piece of equipment that can benefit everyone, because it's safe, it's four wheels, you're strapped in, there's brakes, and I mean, if we can put 20 of them in a winter park, so to speak, you know, you, grandma, grandpa, an injured kid, a soldier can all go down at the same time, and you know, go at your own pace, sightsee, have fun, get out of the house, not be in front of the TV, not be all, you know, caught up in your, whether it's you're injured or your brain's going, you know, a little left or right, and you can get out in the wilderness and get out in the sunshine, the mountains, the beautiful terrain we have here in Colorado.
One more football question real quick, and I know it's another Patriots type question, but you know, you've seen the way the roster's changed here, and you know what it was like in New England, the kind of guys Josh wants. How do you think he's coming along and getting the kind of team, the kind of locker room he wants here? As far as with certain guys, obviously he took a lot of what he learned in New England here. Mm-hmm. What do you think, you know, in the locker room? He's getting the kind
of it's something that you come up in a system and you learn, you know, I mean, I was there in 2000 and he was there in 2001, so you got to sit back and, you know, he was able to be in the locker room and upstairs and in the coaches' meetings, and just kind of take a back seat his first few years and see how he wanted it, how he wanted it done. And now that he's got his own gig, I'm sure that it's, you know, it's his chance to find the pieces that he really thought needed help or thought that he liked in that system, and really make it his own. And I think, you know, whatever team he picks from, he's looking for a certain type of player and a certain type of guy. I mean, it's, you know, it's someone who's accountable, someone who works hard, someone who puts the team first, and you know, is not a not selfish player, wants to come and get better for the other guy next to him, not just for his career and for his benefit. And, you know, the whole work as a team. I mean, it's cliche, but it's so true in football. You gotta do your job to have him do his job, and then those three people make those 11 people, and those 11 make the special teams, and it's a, you know, they play off each other. And so to start with one piece of the puzzle and start branching out, it's you know, it only gets better once you start getting one here and one there. Whether, you know, no matter what team they come from, there's a lot of good franchises out there.
And from what you've seen of the guys he has brought in this offseason, do they fit that mold too?
Definitely. Guys work hard. They're looking to, you know, just be a piece of that puzzle. They're not looking to be the puzzle. And then not one guy's going to come in and make it happen. It's going to be a group effort. And so I think some of the guys that I've only had a chance to meet a few of them so far, but as far as Justin Bannon, Brady Quinn, they look like they're those type of players that want to come in and work, is no matter do whatever the coach wants. And obviously I played with Jarvis Green for a long time, and I mean he's that player to the utmost.
Do you think it's kind of a blueprint of what he had in New England, or is Josh forging his own identity, you know, with the team?
I mean, that's a football blueprint, not a New England blueprint. And you know, every coach who gets his own program, he wants to create his own identity. So he knows what he wants, he knows what he's looking for, and he's a team guy to the fullest. So he's going to go out and try to find those players no matter where they come from.
I believe the owners passed a new rule that helps protect long snappers. I mean, what do you know about that, and are you excited about that?
You know, the way it sounds, it's going to sound like, you know, we have the easiest job in the world, but there is you know, when a guy's 330 pounds, whether he's on your helmet or on your shoulder pad or to the side of you, I mean, they're quick as anyone on the field. So scheme-wise, it might change a little bit, but, you know, being able to not think about that. And then, you know, there's still you still got to throw a perfect snap. You still got to, you know, get the hold down and try and make the kick. And, you know, as a special teams core, the punter, holder, snapper, kicker, you know, our job doesn't change. We got to be 10 out of 10 every time, and that's the way we look at it. Whether someone's on top of you, to the side of you, they'll figure out schemes to try and get around that. So, I mean, it's not something that I look at, you know, ooh, you know, I'm glad this happened, because, I mean, there's times when guys aren't on you and they block a punt. So, I mean, it's it can go either way.
Do you have any opinions on the overtime rule?
Not really. You know, I know we like winning, whether it's an overtime or on the last play, whether the defense has it, offense, special teams. So either way, any way we can win, if we don't have to get to that new rule, that's fine.